Well, thank you so much, Cammy. Not only a beautiful piece of music this morning, but a message that we all so desperately need to hear in these times in which we live. It's not only a perfect message for these times, but it's a great lead-in to the sermon for today and a new sermon series that we are beginning this morning. This morning, we're beginning a new sermon series that I've entitled Overcoming Our Troubles. As we think about what is happening in our world and all the experiences in which we are living these days, I think it's important that we think about those experiences that we're all going through and that our world is experiencing today. So in the next few weeks, we're going to be talking about things like fear and loneliness, needing God's guidance, loving our enemies, despondency, and many other things. This morning, we're thinking about preparing for the unpredictable. As you've already heard this morning, today is World Communion Sunday. And so as we have done in past years, we join the church as a whole this morning in gathering around God's wonderful, beautiful table as we celebrate communion. So I invite you to prepare your hearts, not only for a time of communion today, but let us also prepare our hearts to receive God's word. This morning, our text comes from James chapter 4. We're reading verses 13 through 17 as we think about preparing for the unpredictable. Listen to God's word this morning from the book of James. Now listen, you who say, today or tomorrow we will go to this or that city. We will spend a year there carrying on business and make money. Why, you do not even know what will happen tomorrow. What is your life? You are a mist that appears for a little while and then vanishes. Instead, you ought to say, if it is the Lord's will, we will live and do this or that. As it is, you boast and brag, but all such boasting is evil. Anyone, then, who knows the good he ought to do and doesn't do it, sins. May God bless the reading of this word this morning. In the late 1960s and early 70s, many people became enamored and interested in the writings of Nobel Prize winner Albert Camus. Among many other beliefs, Albert Camus wrote about and promoted the idea that life is ultimately absurd. In other words, Camus described a world that he says is beyond reason. In other words, he saw no purpose, no meaning, no reason to the world in which we live today. And so Camus was not one who believed that things happen for a reason. In fact, he did not believe that anyone should really make plans for the future. Why? Because after all, what's the point? If life is absurd, if life is meaningless, if life is so unpredictable and absurd things are always happening, then what is the point really of making plans for the future? For Albert Camus, it is sheer folly, he said, for any person to try to predict the way his or her life will go, because life is simply absurd. There is no meaning or purpose, because life is so unpredictable. I would imagine that for many of us, we have felt that way over the past several months. Even if we believe differently, for many of us, life has seemed absurd for the last 6 or 7 months. Maybe there have been times, days, maybe even weeks at a time when we find ourselves agreeing with this perspective that Albert Camus promotes. Life does seem absurd. We can't predict the future. I mean, how many of us in January could have ever imagined what the year 2020 would become? And sometimes, as we try to make our way through the sheer craziness of this world, we struggle. We struggle to find meaning. We struggle to find purpose. We struggle to understand why things happen the way they do. Life at times does seem absurd. And often it may seem to us that there is very little, if any, reason for all the things that happen. Sometimes we may feel like that fisherman who was on his small boat in the middle of the ocean when a raging storm came, and he stood there on his boat and he said, "Lord, the sea is so wide and my ship is so small." Life feels vast, expansive, and sometimes the storms of life are rough and difficult. The uncertainties of life are certainly upending. In fact, life seems so absurd to Albert Camus that he believed the only serious question in life was whether or not to continue living. Now, that may seem to be an extreme thought, but he was not the first one to think such a thing. Centuries earlier, William Shakespeare, in that well-known phrase, he wrote, "To be or not to be." That is the question. Life is futile. It is unpredictable. It is beyond reason. It is often beyond our understanding. In fact, sometimes we feel like, what is the point in a life that is so full of the unpredictable nature of things? In fact, this view was even promoted years before William Shakespeare, when the early Christians were seeking to live their faith and to share their faith. So many people in the Roman world shared with the early Christians that that made no sense, because life is unpredictable. Life has no meaning or purpose. Life seems futile. And many still feel that way today. In fact, we might often find ourselves feeling this way. There is so much sorrow in the world. There are too many unpredictable happenings around us. There is so much sickness and death. There are broken relationships, it seems, everywhere we turn. There is such volatility in the economy and in the job market and in the security that we place in the things around us. How can we possibly believe that life is anything but unpredictable, meaningless, and ultimately absurd? And in fact, when we first look at our scripture reading for today, it almost seems that James agrees. Remember what he wrote? These are my words, but essentially his message. He says, there is no need to say that today or tomorrow you're going to do this or that you're going to do that. Why? None of us, he says, knows what is going to happen tomorrow. In fact, he continues, if you look on the big scale of things, what is your life? Your life is a mist. Your life is a vapor. Your life is that small bit of humidity that appears on top of the water early in the morning but vanishes very quickly as soon as the sun appears. It almost seems that James agrees with Albert Camus' view of life. It's absurd, it's futile, it is meaningless. Is that what James is saying? Well, no. For James, life is not absurd. Life is certainly not meaningless or futile. There is reason to life for James. There is meaning to life. There is purpose to life in our existence. In fact, everything James writes in this letter, from the beginning to the end, if you read the whole letter, you know it is based on the fundamental belief and the fundamental truth for James that our life has purpose, and our purpose is relating to God. That's why we're here. James would say to us, our life does have meaning. Our life does have purpose, and the purpose and the reason is to relate to God. But still, life is unpredictable. For James, just because life has meaning and purpose does not take away from the unpredictable nature of the world in which we live. James agrees that life is unpredictable, and he teaches us that when we get so wrapped up in our own thoughts and our own plans and our own ideas and the things we want in life, when we get wrapped up and consumed with these things, James says we will become very disappointed. We become disappointed because life doesn't always give us what we expect or what we plan. Sometimes life throws us a curveball. Sometimes God has other plans. Sometimes things just happen differently than what we anticipated or planned. So James says, I want to help you. I want to help you as Christians to be prepared for the unpredictable elements of life. So what can we say? How does our faith, according to James, in this passage and in this entire letter, tell us that we can be prepared for the unpredictable and maybe even absurd times of life? Well, this morning, a couple of things come to mind as we think about this world in which we live and our own experiences of what James says. First, we can know that God is not responsible for the unpredictable evils of this world. Let me say that again. God is not responsible for the unpredictable evils of this world. You see, our faith sometimes gets twisted and it gets distorted. And sometimes we end up making God responsible for the very things which God is seeking to deliver us from. The unpredictable evils of this world, they are not from God. They are the result of the imbalance in this universe caused by sin and rebellion. That message goes all the way back to the very beginning of the Bible in Genesis. Basic to all of our Christian faith is the belief that God is doing all within God's power to bring this world back into balance, to rid this world of evil, to restore our souls and our proper relationship with God. That is our hope. That belief is foundational to all the writings of James and to the entire Bible. God is good, and James wants to make sure we believe and know that truth. James would say to us, no matter how dark or difficult things become for us in this world, God is with us and blesses us. How can we as Christians believe and account for anything, all the good that is in our lives and in this world if it is not for the cause of God? This is the first thing for us. We believe God is good, not the cause of unpredictable evil in this world. That is a foundational belief for us. But James continues beyond that, because even though God is good, he knows of the unpredictable nature in this world. So he wants to say something to us about faith. For the Christian, the very essence of faith means that we begin in our lives with this humble admission: we do not have all the answers. You see, that's the foundation of faith. The foundation of faith is we don't have all the answers. We don't know all of the answers. In fact, let's be honest, we don't even know or have most of the answers. In fact, if we're really honest, we don't even always know what the right questions to ask in life really are. You see, that's why faith becomes so important for us. In this life, we see through a glass very dimly. That truth is found all through Scripture. As we read through the Bible, we read about the unpredictable nature of life. We read about the uncertainty of the future time and time again. Listen to just a few verses. Proverbs chapter 27, verse 1. Do not boast about tomorrow, for you do not know what a day may bring. Then in Luke chapter 12, Jesus is telling that wonderful story about a man who builds barns to store all of the grain that God has blessed him with. And the man says, "And now I will sit back and have life easy." But that night, God said, "You fool. This very night, your life will be demanded from you." And that passage ends with Jesus teaching us, do not worry about tomorrow. You see, in other words, Jesus is saying we spend so much time and effort and energy worrying about and planning for things that are unpredictable. The Bible affirms our feeling that life is unpredictable and often difficult for us to understand. That is true. But here's James' message. Unpredictability does not have to have the final say. The unpredictable nature of life does not have the final say in our lives. James continues with this very important message. Here's my summary. He says, the uncertainty of life should not be a cause for fear or inaction. Instead, the uncertainty of life and the unpredictability of the future can be a reason for us to accept our complete dependence upon God. You see, that's ultimately where James ends. He says, yes, life is unpredictable. Yes, we don't know why things happen the way they do. But all of that does not lead to fear and inaction. In other words, all of that leads to our total and complete dependence upon God. In other words, what we learn here is that all of our plans, all of our contingencies, all of our thoughts, and all of our actions are dependent totally and completely on God. That's why James says in verse 15, how we need to view life is by saying this: if it is the Lord's will, we will do this or we will do that. This is to be our perspective on life. When Paul writes to the Christians in Corinth, he says in his letter to them, I will come to you shortly if the Lord wills. In another of his letters, Paul says, I trust to tarry a while with you if the Lord will permit. This is the same truth that James wants us to know. The Christian is not to be terrorized into fear. The Christian is not to be paralyzed into inactivity. The Christian is not to be incapacitated by the uncertainty of the future. No. Instead, we are to commit the future and all of our lives into the hands of God. You know, of all the people who ever walked the face of this earth, Jesus knew the ultimate answers to life more than any other person who's ever lived. Jesus knew the right questions. Jesus knew the ultimate answers. And still, in the last 24 hours of his life, even with all of that knowledge and all of that certainty, Jesus walked through the darkest and most difficult, unpredictable, and uncertain times any of us have experienced. He felt abandoned by God. You remember him crying out, saying, my God, why have you forsaken me? But still, in the midst of those terrifying, unpredictable, uncertain moments, Jesus had faith. Even in the darkest times of his life, Jesus experienced this calm assurance that though life is unpredictable, God is not. God will be with us even when we don't know what might happen next week, tomorrow, or even in the next minute of our life. You see, I think here's the truth. As we gather around this table today, remembering the essence of our faith, here's the truth. Jesus did not offer us an easy faith. He came not to talk about death, but to actually die himself and to go to conquer death forever. That's why we gather around this table this morning. He experienced and faced torture and pain and death with faith. Faith that reminded him and reminded us that even in the unpredictable moments of our lives are still in the hands of God. For you see, somewhere in the darkness, somewhere in the chaos, somewhere in all of the unpredictable aspects of our lives, somewhere in all of that chaos are the hands of God. And that is exactly why one of Jesus' last words were, "Father, into your hands I commend my spirit." We prepare for the unpredictable experiences of life only by firming up our faith in God. So as Jesus said, "My sheep listen to my voice. I know them. They follow me. I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish." Why? Because no one can snatch them out of my hand. And in the Gospel of John, Jesus says to us, "I've got you. In all of the unpredictable aspects of life, I've got you. You are right here in my hands. And yes, unpredictable things are going to happen, but listen, I will never let you go." Let us pray. Good and gracious God, for the unpredictable aspects of life in which we find your steady, comforting hands, we give you thanks and praise this day. Lord, as we gather around your table to remember your sacrifice and to remember that you have conquered death and that even though life is scary and unpredictable, you hold us in your hands today, we are grateful. Lord, as we gather around your table this day, give us comfort and give us the calm reassurance that you are always with us. For we make this our prayer in the precious and holy name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen. In these moments, we begin to prepare ourselves for a time of communion. If you are here in the sanctuary, I invite you to take the elements that are in the pew rack in front of you. You may want to go ahead and peel the very top layer off so that you may access the bread and go ahead and hold that in your hand. If you are at home, we invite you to get some elements for communion this morning if you do not already have them. But I invite you at this time, prepare the elements, but more importantly, prepare your hearts and your minds to receive communion today. Join me in a few moments of quiet reflection as we prepare our hearts and our minds to receive communion.